Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning as we gather at a different time. We are here to celebrate Independence Day weekend. We are here to continue to celebrate our green and growing season after Pentecost. We are here together in worship, and it is a joy to be with all of you. There are Sunday school bags in the back so that if there are children here or there will be children coming to the house this weekend, please make sure that they get that little glimpse of how much it is that God loves them. Also, a reminder that Vacation Bible School is coming here to St. John's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening, July 12, 13, and 14. We will meet at 6 p.m. There will be a light meal followed by Vacation Bible School on the theme of the fruits of the Spirit. Join us with any children who are in your lives, or if you wish to help, please let Sharon Kester know, as we are always looking for people who can help us out. There are lots of other announcements for you in your bulletin, and I hope that you take a chance to read through them. But we've gathered this morning to be in worship. We've gathered this morning to thank God for the freedoms we enjoy as American citizens. So let us begin our worship by joining together in our opening hymn, O Beautiful for Spacious Skies. Let us rise and sing together. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We join together now in our opening dialogue. Christ has freed us from our sins. He came to set the captives free. We are justified freely by God's grace. For freedom, Christ has set us free. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Praise
Freely, freely you have received. Freely we give God praise for our salvation. Our hymn of praise for this morning's worship is the hymn, "We Praise You, O God," and we sing together. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, you are the city that shelters us, the mother who comforts us. With your Spirit, accompany us on our life's journey, that we may spread your peace in all the world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first lesson is from Isaiah 66, 10 through 14. Rejoice with Jerusalem, and be glad for her. All you who love her, rejoice with her in joy. All you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bodies shall flourish like the grass. And it shall be known that the hand of the Lord is with his servants, and his indignation is against his enemies. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from Galatians 6, 7 through 16. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time, if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I am writing in my own hand? It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandal, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter first, say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick that are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. You know this, yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." Jesus said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Disciples or apostles? Or maybe it's disciples and apostles. So much of the time we hear these two terms as if they are synonymous and interchangeable. But which is it really? Is it disciple? Is it apostle? And what does that mean anyway? A disciple is someone who follows a teacher, someone who sits at the feet of their master and learns from them. A disciple emulates the actions and the activities of their teacher while remaining close by to serve them and to continue to learn. Now, an apostle is someone who has been sent out with a purpose. An apostle can carry a message. An apostle can carry a package. But they are sent into the world with a purpose for them to accomplish. So, I will refer to Peter and Andrew, James, John, Thomas, and all the others as disciples, as they follow Jesus, as they learn from him, listen to him, and are challenged by Jesus. We have lots of stories about Jesus and his disciples. Apostles, as those sent with a purpose, are a little different. We usually refer to Paul as the Apostle Paul, since he was sent out to bring the good news of God's love to the Gentiles. We look at Peter and James and John and those after the ascension and after the Pentecost. We see them as apostles, since they have been sent out to be witnesses to God's love. Today, in our gospel story, we hear that the disciples, and then many others along with them, are now sent out as apostles. So of course, the good Lutheran answer today is it disciples? Is it apostles? And the answer is yes. Last week, we heard about people who heard Jesus' call to ministry, who were looking even to join in that ministry, but in the end, chose not to because they thought that they were bound by laws or obligations. They were stuck in a way of living that left them no room to follow Jesus. But this week, we move from those three or four who could not follow to 70 who hear Jesus' call to ministry and who go out into the world bearing the message of God's kingdom and the grace and the goodness that flows from that kingdom. This is an amazing and exciting shift from last week's stories, because this week our story is apostolic. Because here today, we see Jesus sending 70 people to go out ahead of him.
Now they are sent into places Jesus himself is intending to go as he is intending to head towards Jerusalem. Jesus is sending no one to a place that he is unwilling or unable or not intending to go. When Jesus sends these apostles, he will be with them. He will face what they will face. Jesus faces what we face every day. Today we also hear that Jesus sends them two by two. They are never alone. They will always have the support from each other as well as support from Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is teaching us that ministry is never expected to be something that you do alone and all by yourself. Jesus knows the world around us, and so he tries to send us into that world prepared to succeed and strengthened lest we fail. See, that's another thing about what Jesus is teaching us today as he sends out these apostles. He sends them out with realistic expectations. The harvest is plentiful, is the first thing that Jesus tells these new apostles. He's letting them know that they can expect success. God's love will be received because the world is full of people who need to feel that love, who need to receive that love and care, that forgiveness, life, and salvation. There are lots of people in the world around us who are ready to hear this message of life. Many more than Jesus has apostles to send out. So Jesus lets them know that God's love will lead to success. But there are also wolves in the world. There are those for whom the love of God is nothing they want to know about. There are some who want to add conditions and stipulations and extra stuff to that message of love so that they can feel important or powerful. There are also those who will want to keep us quiet, who want to make sure that we are never seen or heard. The devil, the world, and our sinful selves send these wolves in our way. And Jesus wants us to know that they are there so that we can recognize them, anticipate their efforts, and love them anyway. Now, when Jesus sent out his apostles, he sent them with a purpose. He sent them with a message of love and care. But Jesus sent them out without a required list of things to bring. He said, carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. There is no required uniform or list of items necessary to make this job possible. Jesus knows us. He knew that these apostles were going to bring stuff, a stick to help them walk, a bag filled with water. They were going to bring something. But if Jesus had said to them, don't forget your Tic Tacs, he knew that we would have seen Tic Tacs as somehow or another essential to spreading the word of God. If Jesus had reminded them to bring water, he knows that we would have immediately began marketing blessed by Jesus water skins with a guarantee of successful ministry only if you have one. For Jesus, what we wear or what we have along with us is unimportant. What matters is the message, the love that we share, and the truth that we tell. Jesus wants us to go and greet, to stay and teach, to heal and to help, to show the love of God to all the people we can. And that means everyone, even the wolves. See, that's one of the powerful truths we learn today. The message is the same for all. It is the same for those who are ready to hear and ready to accept God's love and assistance. It is the same for the wolves, the ones who stop their ears not wanting to hear, the ones who refuse to greet us or listen. The message is the same. God's kingdom is near. God's love is real, and it is for all people, even the wolves. Jesus didn't give one message to those who were most receptive and another message for the ornery ones. The message of God's love is the same. God's love is unconditional. is always sacrificial. God's love is always ready for those moments where we are trapped or imprisoned by our sinfulness. The kingdom of God is near to us for our help and for us to help others. This is the message that Jesus sends his apostles out to proclaim and to live as they command demons and heal the sick. We too are sent out with this message, the message of God's love, the message of forgiveness, the message that we are freed from sin in order to bring love and care to those around us. This message never just stops at us, but will always flow through us to others around us. This message always walks beside us. Now, we might not be able to cure diseases, but if we go into the world proclaiming God's love, Satan still falls like lightning. There is no hesitation as we bring that love from God into the world. And that love from God changes everything. Now, if we are honest with ourselves, it doesn't always last, but it happens, and we get to be part of that happening. Today, we read that 35 pairs of messengers go out, some with trepidation and some with excited anticipation. And they all return with joy. They were sent into a world trapped in sin and return having brought light and freedom where they could. That is our calling today as well. When we are here at worship, we are disciples sitting at the feet of Jesus. And when we go from here, we go as apostles, as those sent with a purpose. And our purpose, the one that we say all the time, is to make God's vision our mission. So let us go from this place with excited anticipation and live our purpose, spreading God's love and joy wherever we go. Life is apostolic. Amen. Please rise. In celebration and remembrance of our baptisms, let us confess together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. United in Christ and guided by the Spirit, we pray for the Church, the creation, and all in need. Lord of the harvest, you send your church into the world to proclaim Christ's new creation to all. Renew the church as it carries out your mission of peace and healing. We pray for missionaries who accompany your people. Lord, in your mercy, your creation abounds with flowing waters and diverse creatures. Guide the work of scientists as they develop and advocate ways to restore Earth's natural balance. Motivate humankind to adopt lifestyles that protect and sustain the Earth. Lord, in your mercy, you guard the nation. Let no leaders exalt themselves, but lift up the most vulnerable and work for the good of all. Send your Spirit to eradicate classism and inequity, violence and war, poverty and hunger. Lord, in your mercy, you desire abundant life for all. As we celebrate Independence Day, instill in us gratitude, generosity, and persistence in working toward freedom for all people. Lord, in your mercy. Mother in God, you care for all people in need. Nourish those who are hungry. Restore employment to those who have lost work. Heal those who are sick and comfort all who are dying or grieving. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury or accident. We pray especially for Jack, Carol,
Fran, Sharon, Adrian, Chris, Emily, Jean and Brian, John and Kathy, and Tom. May the healing presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy. We remember the saints who proclaimed your reign on earth and now rest in you. Make us faithful in our witness to Christ's new creation. We ask you, Lord, to bring strength and comfort to the family and friends of Steve Boyer, to the family and friends of Ted Cook, to the family and friends of Matt Henman, the family and friends of Bob Ganger, the family and friends of Stan Groth. Lord, in your mercy. God of every time and place, in Jesus' name and filled with your Holy Spirit, we entrust these spoken prayers and those in our hearts into your holy keeping. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We join now in our closing dialogue. God established our freedom at creation, giving us the choice to partake of his blessings and be sheltered from the knowledge of evil. Disobeying God, we came to eat of the forbidden fruit, and strife entered our lives. God sent Christ to show us the truth, and that truth has set us free. The strife is over, the battle won. We join those who rejoiced in the spirit of 76, declaring a free and just nation. As citizens of this great nation, we pledge ourselves to defend and uphold this freedom, a blessing from our God. And as subjects of the Most High God, we owe to God our service through our freedom in Christ Jesus. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May your celebrations be joyous and your week be blessed as you go into the world with hope.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.